Welcome to Divine Destiny with Paul Warden. Last week, Paul taught Heir to the Promise. This week, Paul will be teaching When There Is No Hope. Let's join Paul now for When There Is No Hope.
Hello, everybody. This is Paul Warden, and I would like to welcome you back to Living Truth Ministries. We are going to continue our talk on our vision of destiny that God has for each and every one of us. We've been talking about Abraham and how it would work for him, and when God called him away from his family and told him to go into land that is unfamiliar to him, that was unknown to him. But yet Abraham stepped out in faith, believing in God, believing that God was possible and able to fulfill everything he promised Abraham. And now today we're going to talk about when there is no hope. Like I said, we have been walking in the footsteps of Abraham en route to the promised land as we make our journey towards the spiritual destiny that God has for us. As you have learned, as a true believer, you are Abraham's spiritual seed, and the promises that God made to him extend down through the centuries to you and to me. That is, they which are the children of the flesh, these are not the children of God, but the children of the promise are counted for the seed. You can read that in Romans 9:8. Everything you need to reach your destiny spiritually, physically, mentally, and financially is provided by the Abrahamic covenant. Yet there are few believers today who comprehend this and are claiming these amazing covenant privileges. We are shorting ourselves, we are cheating ourselves actually, by not claiming these promises that God has made, because God is not a God who just picks certain ones. He loves everybody, you know, because it says in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. So all these promises that are in this are for you and for me all the way down through the centuries. These blessings from God are so great that they extend to areas where man would say you are crazy to even have that hope. Abraham, against hope, believed in hope, that he might become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken and promised to him by God. And he said, so shall thy seed be. Read that in Romans 4:18. The Abrahamic covenant will enable you to believe when there is no hope in the natural. The blessings of Abraham goes where the doctor said, no hope. It goes where the banker has said, no hope. It goes where the attorney has said, no hope. It goes where the marriage counselor has said, no hope. It goes where those around you have declared, no hope. Claiming your inheritance under the Abrahamic covenant will renew your hope and give you supernatural faith to preserve and persevere and reach your divine destiny. When Abraham first received this powerful covenant, it was so great that he fell on his face before God. You can read that in Genesis 17:17. But the Bible declares that Abraham staggered not at the promises of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was also able to perform. That's where we lack. You know, we read something, we believe something, but we think, man, that's impossible. There's no way I can achieve it. Well, you're 100% right. It is something that you cannot achieve. But through faith in God and through God, you can achieve that dream and that vision. Not on your own, strictly through God. I would read Romans 4:20 and 21. That will kind of strengthen your faith and show you. These promises are so great that they could cause you to stagger in unbelief. Like Abraham, however, you must be fully persuaded that the provisions of this covenant are for you and for me, and that God is able to bring them to pass in your life. See the key word right there. God is able to pass and to bring them to pass in your life. By faith, be fully persuaded of the amazing promises of God. Every provision has already been made to you to enable you to achieve your destiny. All we have to do is believe and trust in God. And sometimes I know it's scary and sometimes it's hard. But if we go to God in prayer and study His Word, He will show you, He will lead you, and He will open doors for you that you thought could never, ever be opened. God is good, God is faithful, and He wants you to achieve that dream that He gave you. He would not have gave you that dream, He would not have gave you that vision, unless He knew that He could provide the way for you to achieve that dream. Let's have a word of prayer. Oh, blessed Heavenly Father, how we thank You so much that we can trust in You. How we thank You, Father, that You never, ever go back and break a promise. That You are there with us, that You are there to strengthen us, that You are there to give us the help that we need, the leading and the guiding that we need to achieve and to bring to fruition this dream and this vision that You have given us. Father, we trust You, we are stepping out in faith, and we are believing You, knowing that You will provide the way for us to go and to achieve this dream. Father, touch each and every one that hears this, that, Father, that Your will be done, and that You will be glorified, and that You will be praised, and that, Father, that we can sit back in awe and know that You were there. You were the one leading us. You were the one that opened the doors and helped us to go through and to achieve that dream. Be with us, Father, and encourage us and speak to our hearts, I pray. Father, we thank You for everything that You have done. And we thank You for that promise that You said You will never leave us nor forsake us, that You will be with us until the end of times. And Father, we thank You for going with us, and we thank You for being with us. Be with us, I pray, Father, and we will never, ever fail to give You the glory and the honor. In Jesus' wonderful name we pray. Amen.
I hope you enjoyed this week's lesson, When There Is No Hope. Join us next week as Paul teaches on the covenant. All materials are furnished by Harvest Time Institute and Living Truth Bible College. You can find material like this and more by going to www.myltbc.org. Again, that's myltbc.org. If you enjoyed these lessons, we would love to hear from you. Our email address is divinedestiny@ltm4christ.com. Again, that's divinedestiny@ltm4christ.com. Our mailing address is LTM Post Office Box 87083, Vancouver, Washington 98687. This broadcast is brought to you by Living Truth Ministries.